Good evening, everyone. This morning, as I was listening to Alex on his Bible study, his scriptures were exactly almost what my sermon was for this evening. So I was going, okay, so I'm just going to have to expand on the scriptures. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I am thankful and I'm honored to be able to be up here. I want to thank Obed and the elders for allowing me to be up here. It's always a blessing and an honor to be able to be in front of you. My topic tonight is true peace in your life. True peace in your life. The meaning of peace, a state of tranquility or quiet. Peace is also a blessing from God and a fruit of the Spirit. Peace can be experienced in three ways. Peace between God and man, peace within, and peace among mankind. The biblical concept of peace is based on a Hebrew word, shlem, S-L-M, which means to be complete or to be sound. Now, would you please turn to Philippians 4. We'll read those verses again. It's like Joe said, that he reads these passages over and over, and he's right. These passages we should always continue to keep reading. It always keeps us in line. So Philippians 4, 6 through 9. And it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known, be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And God of peace shall be with you. Peace of mind is something we all want. Something we all want, but something we all need. We all want to be able to rest, not to worry, to feel free to enjoy life, family, friends, work, church, hobbies, entertainment. We want to be able to enjoy ourselves and not be burdened down with worries that rob us of the vigor, life, and purpose. Example, as a parent, you want spiritual peace for your children. My son was unhappy with his current job, and his wife described his job as a very hostile and negative workplace. So I naturally became worried, but mainly concerned for him. So I turned my worry and concern into prayer to let our Lord take care of it. You see, our focus is to have spiritual peace, true peace with our God. Spiritual peace comes from God. There is no other road to true peace. That is an interesting thought, as we often hear the term world peace. Even world peace is not possible apart from God. Please turn to Numbers 6. We're going to read 22 to 27. Numbers 6. Numbers 6, 22 through 27. And it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. It was important to God to have Moses bless the children of Israel in this way. Today, this blessing from God continues to apply to all true Christians, believers. You see, verse 24 and 26, I'm overcome by God's protective care upon me and us. To understand that this is the only way one can only truly have peace. Peace comes from God, and there is no other way, there's no other road to true peace. So what do you do to get peace? I mean, real peace in your life. Where do you start? What do you do? There are four ways that I'm going to have listed here. And the first place is, of course, with God. God wants you to have true peace by having you not worry about anything or act of thinking. Worry could lead to sin. It means you are not trusting in God. God says in verse 6 of Philippians, Do not be anxious about anything. That means don't worry. The word for anxious in the Greek here means to be troubled with cares. He hasn't given you that command without you being able to carry it out. He said to the man with the withered hand in Mark 3:5, Stretch forth your hand. And the man obeyed and did it, and he was healed. Because the Holy Spirit is in you, you are able to live by faith and not worry no matter what happens. That's not easy to do, but we must be able to make it happen. Because the Spirit empowers you to be faithful, to trust, to yield to the Lord's will. With the Spirit, you're able to trust God beyond your ability to know what will happen in your life. Let's go back to Matthew 6. It's one of the scriptures that Brother Alex read this morning. Matthew 6, we'll read 25, 27, and 31 and 34. 25, we'll skip down to 27, 31 and 34. Says, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? 27. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? 31 to 34. Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. 1 Peter 5:7. First Peter 5:7 says, Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. John 14, 1. John 14:1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." God doesn't want you to worry, because worry means you don't trust God, that you are not taking him fully at his word. God has been providing for you all along, and look at the cross. God wants you to have true peace by praying about everything. In verse 6 of Philippians, as we read, it says, "But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to who? To God." All things in your life are of concern to God. The big and the small, where to move, who to marry, what job to get, even your hobbies and your leisure times. The peace that God gives you will guard your minds. The peace that God gives you will strengthen you. Because of the cross, you have access to the throne of God, which is why it says, with thanksgiving because of the cross, the proof of God's faithfulness. In the presence of God, there is peace. Romans 15:13. It reads, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Psalms 16:11. Psalm 16:11 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Practice the presence of God in prayer. In prayer, you are transformed. By praying, you will turn want to think about holy things. God wants you to have true peace by meditating and what is holy. Your minds have been set free from slavery to sin. Romans 8:6. Romans 4:6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." God wants you to fill your heart with what is good. Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things," which we read earlier. Psalms 119:78. I have quite a few scriptures here. Hopefully I get through all of them. Psalms 119:78. "Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts." The precepts of God, the word of God, is truth, purity, and excellence. Meditate on the word of God so that you might be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants you to have true peace by putting into practice what you have learned. He wants you to trust him for everything. In Philippians 4:6, as we read, says, "Don't be anxious for anything, pray to him for anything. In Philippians 4:6, that we read also, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Meditate on what is holy. Philippians 4:8, as we also read that. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So, in conclusion, so the question is, can we have true peace just by asking and give no effort? No, of course not. True peace comes from God and only through God. Word, work, and effort must be present in our lives. Please turn to James 1, and we're going to read 22 through 27. James 1. And it says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continued therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and braideth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Brothers and sisters, we can have true peace from God. What a blessing to have spiritual peace, but it comes at a cost. We must be doers of the word, not just hearers only. I'm thankful to the brothers whenever we come in the morning, Sunday mornings, and also Sunday evenings. When Oren or myself are doing the schedule, I come to the men to see what they are supposed to do. So I'm always thankful that when I ask them to, if they're going to be able, can they do lead a prayer, they always say yes. Even if I give them a double task, they always say yes. So I'm always thankful that we have men that always step up. This one person I enjoyed when I'm doing this, and as he comes in, that's Joe Gomez. The first thing he tells me is, "What do you have anything for me? I'll do whatever you need for me to do." You see, I don't even have to ask him. He comes to me and he's asking me, "What do you have for me?" So I appreciate his love for the Lord and the work. You see, we labor here inside this building. But we should always work and labor also on outside these doors. To have the God of peace be with us, ultimately this is about God dwelling with you. He wants you to be holy, pure, and right. He must trust him and not worry about anything. We must pray about everything in our lives. We must meditate on the word of God. And finally, will you practice? Will you do what God calls you to do? We all know 2 Timothy 4:7 through 8. Let us go there. 2 Timothy 4 through 8. I love this passage because this is what we as Christians a road leads to. 4:7 through 8. And this is Paul talking. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. This is what I call true peace we seek in our lives, to know that we have fought the good fight and be with our God. I wanted to talk about true peace only because of what my children were going through. And as I said earlier, as a parent, this is what you want for them to have, is true peace. But true peace comes at a cost. And when you explain to them that this is not easy for you to do, you just cannot say, I want true peace. You have to work for it. You have to labor for it. And that's what we all strive to do. It doesn't matter our age. We all try to do the same thing, to be as true in true peace as we can to our last day. So now, if you believe in Jesus and want to receive the remission of your sins and repent and be baptized to wash your sins, or if you need of our prayers for you to come. Acts 22:16 says, and not, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord, as we stand and sing the song invitation.